Hello, Bernie. Yeah, this is Evolve or Dissolve Part 1, recorded from version 3 on my iPad. I'm listening to your messages episodes on this one's Eli. Anchor could have three distinct offerings, actually four.
Eli, Anchor actually has three versions. And if you look at the Android beta, they have four
versions. I thought it was pronounced beta. Now, what I'm going to do is press the big red button on version 3 and see if I can do a pause, because I'm wondering about that. We've talked about echoes and text comments, but is the pause feature mysteriously missing from version 3 for some reason that is unbeknownst to anyone? Let's try it. Okay, Bernie, it does not work on version 3. So this is an interesting thing that we have not discussed about the difference between version 2 and version 3. And yes, I totally agree, the website is phenomenal. Only problem is I use Apple, so it doesn't work on my iPhone or iPad to create episodes. All the other features work. So that, we're on the same page there, and I'll continue with your message. I have unlimited recording.
You're iterating.
So
you're using the money they get for the investors. They're iterating a slightly different twist on each platform.
Okay, so what I wanted to do is narrate your commentary and interject. So I'm going to press pause. I want to do this on the opposite way. So I'm recording on version 2 so I can pause my recording, but I can't do that. I'll do that in a moment once I up this episode.
For them to have a distinction between 2 and 3, part of it is the really powerful web capability on 3. It's elegant. It's good. It works on my Android phone. It works on a Windows phone.
Yeah.
It doesn't work on an iPad, though.
That's hilarious. Now, this is where Anchor, if I ran Anchor, I would institute a, in addition to the applause button, I would institute a boo button and a laughter button. And you have different types of laughter, you know, because you don't want to interrupt a joke. But that's hilarious. So I would be laughing, my, you know, roll on the floor laughing button kind of thing. And do you understand what I'm doing? I'm echoing your episodes, which you echoed my voice messages. And instead of replying in 1 minute voice messages, I'm trying to create an episode that makes things, congruent? Well, we'll figure it out.
Thank you, Apple.
Yeah, Apple.
It's just down to the file formats. Apple doesn't want stuff easily shared from the handsets or from the iOS.
Why?
So version 3 is definitely strong on the desktop. Version 3 yep. also killed text and audio commenting, because I think there's a serious concern about the provenance of content. They don't want stuff easily being nicked and shared without attribution.
Okay, now there's a very major point. And here again, I'm trying to echo, and not just echo, I want to give attribution to Bernie. Is Bernie learn hashtag EdTech is a great person to know here on Anchor. He's on Spreaker, he's on Vodl, and so far I haven't been able to get his email address, but I want to reiterate how important it is that people communicate via email in addition to communicating on all your other social media platforms. And I'm going to stay at under 3 minutes because something about you can do a video. Bye. I'll continue. Okay, here we go. Part 3 of V2, V3, Evolve or Dissolve with Bernie. Top gold.
Provenance of content. They don't want stuff easily being nicked.
Yeah, we can't nick.
Shared without attribution.
But we're echoing
so
his.
It killed it. Now, they may come back, but I doubt it.
If you pay for it.
Part of the standard podcast
maybe
model.
If they pay for it.
I'm with you on that. Why not have a version 2? Ask people to pay for it.
All right, I'll interject here because maybe it is, maybe it isn't nefarious. I think it is, because if we look at Google's track record of what they did to YouTube by taking away video responses, for example. Now, the echoes thing, as you said, it might have something to do with not allowing content to be shared. However, there are workarounds for that. I'm sharing your thing, and I can do it with or without attribution. But why in the hell is there no pause button on version 3? Like, I have to continue recording, or it just ends it if you press the button. But I can go into version 2 and pause my broadcast at any time so I can get my thoughts together or look at my notes and respond to people. And my point about it is, Bernie, I'm going to go way back to the beginning of the conversation, which we'll get to later, in that email is the most efficient way, the best way for people to communicate privately and to do planning. So all of these other websites, they're just completely ethereal. They're spur of the moment. They don't last. I mean, they're there, but you ever try to search something on your Facebook feed or here in Anchor, you have to go scroll down. I mean, you can do a search, but it's not in any logical order. Like, email is categorized, and you can always revert back to what you were talking about. So let's try, and I only have a few seconds left here. Play the rest of your message.
They want you thinking about putting out content that has episodic treatment, that syndicates, can be tracked through an analytics tool, and that you keep coming back to use because it's easy. Do it in your pocket, pull out your purse,
yes,
and make it happen.
That's good.
Or use a desktop, where it's a lot faster.
All right, this is the last segment of this episode, titled Evolve or Dissolve. It's about version 2, version 3, and the missing features and the usability and the reasons why these changes are happening and what might take place. And I'm in Bernie Learn hashtag EdTech. I'm in your episode list on version 2, and I cannot find all of these drafts on version 2 or version 3. I've been scouring your channel, so where did you create these? And I have a favor to ask, could you title the episode Evolve or Dissolve? Because what I want to do is to be able to echo our conversation with commentary. So instead of replying by voice message, which is only 1 minute, I can actually echo what you've said, press pause, and make some commentary, or if you're asking questions, I can answer that so other people can listen to our conversation from the outside. Does that make sense? I hope this makes a lot of sense, because it seems to. However, I'm recording this on version 3, and although it goes up right away, I can't press pause, so it's a little bit inefficient. So what I want to do is make it on version 2, listening on version 3 on the iPad, recording it on version 2 so I can use the pause button to record and be a little more efficient about what I'm speaking about, because I took some notes with all of the messages and episodes you put up. I had to take some notes. There are a lot of important points that I'd like to address one by one in as efficient of a manner as possible. You mentioned some other people like Stephen Fry and the people that have been on board like Barbara KB and Avi and Greg Dixon and Michael Zeitgeist. And I've hooked up with Greg and Michael on Vaudel, but not so much Avi, a little bit with Barbara here. And I don't know Stephen Fry, though I do know the name. And I think this is a very effective way to bring people together, to have a conversation that lasts and addresses issues until they are solved or go away. So where's the pause button, Anchor, on version 3? Is that something we have to pay for? I'd gladly pay for a pause button. And so I'll be back on version 2. And there is a lag, there's a delay from the time the episodes go up to the time they appear on version 3, but they do appear eventually. So yeah, it's an interesting experiment going on here, and I think we need some people to take the reins, take hold of the handle, and steer this in the right direction, because it's definitely going in the right direction, not the wrong direction. Just look at what happened to YouTube back in 2006 to now. That's what I'm talking about, Bernie. There's money to be had. Bye.